back to WMUN's Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. And that's just one of our stations in the Wolf Boom Radio Group, WLBC and Work FM and Max, Oldies 101, Blake FM. We're all happy and excited for the Ball State Cardinals, and we're going to bring him in right now. He is the coach of the Cards, Chirp Chirp, Rich Maloney. Hello to you, and good morning. How excited are you, sir?
Beyond comprehension, Steve. I mean, these boys are amazing, and finally, we broke through. As good as we've been for all these years, we haven't been able to punch the ticket, and we punched it.
And the dramatic fashion in which you punched it. First of all, the end of the season, coming on that home series, you had a chance to clinch or whatever. It didn't happen the way you wanted, so you got redemption, and then the way you did it. Explain to our listeners what happened in that last game that clinched it. This is so cool.
Well, I think we go to the week before. It all started then. We had to win three games in a row to be able to be the regular season champs.
Yep.
And, you know, we've been that several times. But
yeah.
Kent's a really good team, and they came in and went in the second inning of the first game of the series. They got five runs off of our ace, Trenor O'Donnell. So we took Trenor out. And once we kind of knew then that it was going to be an uphill battle because they had a really good pitcher going. Make a long story short, they basically tar and feathered us. They beat us 54-15 over three games. So what we did is we just decided to set up our pitching for the tournament and play to win the tournament. And that was really hard because we don't get embarrassed like that at home. We don't lose much at home, and we got whooped. But it set us up, and then we go into the games, and Trenor O'Donnell pitches a complete game, first in his career, the best game of his life, and beats the MAC Pitcher of the Year. He was the MAC Pitcher of the Year on that day, our Trenor O'Donnell. And then we beat Central. We hit 238 against lefties during the year and 350 against righties.
Okay.
And we had to beat the three best left-handed pitchers to win the tournament, wouldn't you figure?
Yeah, that's the way that
behold,
works, right?
Adam Talliere starts in the first inning against our arch-rival nemesis Central. It's a three-run jack off their ace, and it was from there that we got on fire. And you could see the energy, the lift the team had. The guys really came focused. You know, it's hard. We're not used to being embarrassed, and we were embarrassed at home at that last series. And
but the strategy that you decided to go with there, again, as you said, you just explained to set up to try to win the MAC championship in the tournament, you know, that's like give a lot to try to gain even more. Yep. And it worked out. Baseball is just a fantastic game, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's heart-wrenching. It's I love it. I love the fact to compete. I love to get a group of guys to believe in each other to compete. And, boy, these guys have won a lot. I mean, think about my veterans. They won 38, 38, 40, and this year 36 right now. They won the regular season last year and then had their hearts broken at home, which another was really hard because we had 2-0 and we couldn't finish. So this is a dream come true. But anyway, getting back to the tournament.
Yeah, please.
Talliere hits that home run.
Yep.
O'Donnell pitches the complete game and beats the Mid-American Conference Pitcher of the Year. And then we have to beat the third-best pitcher in the league for Kent. And our guys just come out swinging. And then as it had to be, because it's been so hard, so many times we've been good enough and got snubbed and finished second. So this was, Steve, this is pretty incredible. This was our seventh time in my coaching career at Ball State that we were in the finals of the Mid-American Conference Tournament. And six times we watched the other team celebrate. And we've won five regular season championships where we celebrated, but the tournament is the ticket, unfortunately, in our league, not the regular season. And it's been a long, long, painful journey. But on this day, in this time, these boys came and ready to play. And then we're up 8-2 going into seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And we had bases loaded.
Mm-hmm.
We had our two top hitters up, Peltier and Scheffler. And we didn't score a run. And I said, oh, no.
Here we go again.
And you could just feel it.
Yeah.
You could feel it, and they get five runs, make it 8-7. Then they line out with bases loaded to first base. And then we go into the eighth, and they bring in their closer who had 15 saves, number one in the whole country. But he had pitched the last 2 days. So he might have been, you know, we're hoping that he maybe is tired.
Sure.
He goes in the eighth and cleans out we don't get a run, and they hit a two-run jack. So now it's 9-8. Kent has it.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous, and you're just telling a story. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, we're going to have to play another game if we don't pull this out.
Yeah.
And then it goes two outs in the ninth, nobody on base.
Yeah.
And I used all of our top pitchers to win that game. So we sold out to when we played to win.
Got it.
And not that we couldn't have won game four, because they were short on pitching too, but it might have been 20-19. I don't know.
It was all chips. It was all chips in, is what you're saying.
All chips in. We're playing to win, man. We're not sitting back. We're playing to win, baby. And lo and behold, Justin Konat, a senior 50-year player, gritty player,
yeah,
finds a way to get a double off of their ace. There was two strikes, so they were one pitch away from winning that game. And he rips a double. Then Peltier comes up, and he earns a walk. And then Scheffler comes up and won the batting title in the league, and he earns a walk. And it sets the stage for the greatest hit in Ball State baseball history, in my opinion. And Adam Tellier, a gritty gamer who hit the big home run in game one to lead it, get us going, comes up a bases loaded and facing the ace of the country in saves. Hadn't been beaten yet, and he takes him deep. It was pandemonium. I mean, it was so exciting.
You just gave me goosebumps, by the way, and that was just the story of what happened a couple of days ago, Coach Maloney. Wow.
Yeah, well, check this out. Yeah. We still had to hold them, though.
Okay.
So now we get two outs, so now we only need one out.
Okay, got it.
They rip a single, they get another walk, and then all of a sudden they got the hitter who hit the two-run jack. He's back up, a really good hitter.
Now, are you in the dugout going at that moment? Are you going, oh no.
Hands are on my my hands are on, I'm not on my knees, but my hands are on my knees.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm just praying one more pitch.
Yeah.
And our pitcher Jacob Hartlip. So we've been out with three of our best pitchers, haven't pitched much in the last 6 weeks. They've been injured. So we've done all this with piecemealing it, like as a team. Mm-hmm. And that's really the identity of our program. The team. And anyway, Jacob Hartlett digs deep, and he throws this one pitch, and he locks this great hitter up in a strike three. And I'm telling you, it was like the biggest weight off of our program.
How emotional did you get in that moment, and have you been over the weekend? Be honest.
I'm still emotional.
It sounds like you're getting there right now, just telling me the story. Coach Maloney, you have been all in with Ball State baseball since the moment you arrived, and you've been all in on baseball for your entire coaching career. Tell me what this is, this advancement by the Ball State Cardinal baseball team, as compared to some of your other personal coaching successes.
Well, this ranks up the top. That one, and when my Michigan team beat number one Vanderbilt, same kind of deal. It was the exact same dramatic. You dream it. You know your teams can do it. We've been good enough here at Ball State. It's just the NCAA hasn't allowed us in. We've been good enough for a long time.
Got
That's
it.
The hardest thing for me.
Yep.
Because we should have been in the NCAA tournament several times.
Now, they got to let you in, and today at noon you find out. So where do you think or hope, or do you even care where you guys go and who you get to play?
I don't really care. On one hand, you like your kids to go somewhere where they haven't been and to experience that. On the other hand, Indiana State, one of our rivals in state, has had a great season as well, and they're hosting. And so my best guess would be they might place us there.
And if they hypothetically, Ball State fans would be able to have a much easier way to follow in person, and that matters to your guys too.
Oh, yes, yes. And I expect that. I know a lot of the alums have said they're coming wherever we're playing.
Sure, I bet.
But I mean, this is a big moment for our program because we've been so good so long. I mean, think about 8 first-rounders, so many regular season championships, several big leaguers, so many players of the year, pitchers of the year. I mean, we've really had it all other than this. And this for our program, just to see, hear all of the excitement from the alums, it's been very emotional because it's been a long time coming. Because
we are,
like
proud
I said, we've been
of
good enough.
You and your guys, proud, proud, proud. Could not be more proud. And I know it's a totally different kind of baseball, but baseball guys have a tendency to stick together. How about Taylor? And how about Indiana Wesleyan? Holy cow, in the NAIA, there's a lot of good baseball stories going on right now, isn't there, around here?
Well, yes, indeed. Indeed, in our state, period.
Yeah.
You know, including our rivals. I mean, we've got so many good college teams, but, yeah, I'm so happy for Taylor and Indiana Wesleyan. You know, my wife works at Taylor, so that's a big deal for us.
Okay, good.
And we went to their champion regular season when they won the regional to go to the World Series. We were there. So we take pride in all the baseball in our state. But right now we're so excited to hear our name punched. And wherever they send us, we'll be excited to compete. And I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I told the boys last night we went to Ivanhoe's. We drove to Upland to have ice cream.
All right, that's a celebration now.
We do that, but we've already been doing it right. But at the same token, I told the boys, I said, now we're going to be picked the 4th seed. So we're going to be the underdog the rest of this tournament. And we never take a back seat to nobody. And I know that I hope that doesn't sound arrogant, but
that's your MO. That's how you are. That's who you are.
That's how we built the program. I told them that yesterday. So we're excited to compete whoever they bring, put us in front of. I mean, these guys have been in the program, beat Arizona twice. They went to Omaha before, in another year. We've beat LSU before. We've beaten Maryland when they were ranked. We've beaten a lot of really good teams over the years. And so these guys know how to win, and they know how to compete at a high level.
Well, you and those young men deserve this success. You've worked very hard for it. I dare say you have earned it and then some. I'm going to let you go. But at noon today, Coach Maloney, we will all find out together where and when. And I'm telling you, they call it Cardinal Nation sometimes, on your side. And let's keep it going, huh?
Amen to that, and please come out to see the boys if we're close. Come out, Cardinals. Go Cardinals.
Coach Maloney, thanks very much for doing this. We'll be watching closely today. You bet, absolutely.
Thanks, my good friend.
Absolutely. Coach Rich Maloney, none better right there. Ball State has an exceedingly good one and a lot of good ones on their coaching staff.